that he's right. And the Friedrich Rebbe came back to Lubavitch, and he heard about it, and he went into the Rebbe Rashab to give a report on his trip, and as he finished his report, he tells the Rebbe Rashab, his father, puts down the keys on the table, and he says, Tata, he says, you founded the yeshiva, you can run it the way you want, it's yours, but I can't run the yeshiva in such a way. And the Rebbe Rashab looked at him, and he said, you're right, I take back what I did. And the Rebbe says to these parents, I'm not the Rebbe Rashab, and Anhol is not the Friedrich Rebbe. But because my father-in-law, the Rebbe, told me this story, it was to teach me a lesson. We cannot make chaos, anarchy. Because when we have no authority, chaos breaks out. Anarchy breaks out. It's Irish Catholic judge that will give us justice. A Scottish Protestant minister who's a judge will give us justice today. Because our Rabbonim, it's all over. There's no justice. That's where we've reached chaos and havoc. Is that really what the Eibishter wants from us? Is it ad kinekach, the breakdown in authority to that extent? I know it's not easy what I'm talking about, believe me. I say, you know what? We got to keep trying. We have to try to talk some sense into ourselves. We have to recognize it. We have to tell our leaders also. We have to tell all our communal leaders. We don't want the Wild West. We want a system, a Torah system. We want the way the Torah tells us we have to live. We're not interested in havoc and chaos. We're going to try our best in our own homes to respect authority, because that guards the sanctity of our homes also. Because when our children grow up with a healthy dosage of respect for authority, then they'll be Torah Yidden. They'll have a Shaila, they'll go to a Rov, they'll have Derech Eretz, they'll have respect. They'll have a certain awe, reverence. What's needed? When I grew up, there was things that were holy. We're tearing down everything holy. It should be in our own interest not to tear down what's holy. We should try our best. We shouldn't stop. We should all of our efforts. That's part of guarding the sanctity of our homes. Like the Rebbe writes in the letter, tznius in dress, tznius in conduct, etc. We also have to put a little bit more light into our mitzvahs. Vidliku neiris b'chatzutz kodshecha. We have to light up our lives, our homes, with enthusiasm, the mitzvahs that we do. Things should be done with more of a joyful heart. The more pomp and ceremony. We just came from Matan Torah. It says at the end of Birchas Krishma, what do we say? V'avi'enu l'shol me'arbekam v'zoritz. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say you're supposed to have in mind? That we were chosen to be given the Torah. That we were brought in front of Har Sinai. Isn't Matan Torah Har Sinai? Matan Torah is Matan Torah. And Har Sinai is the thunder and the lightning. The enthusiasm. The chayis that we have in mitzvahs. The Mitzvah Rebbe said to his Talmidim, in the times of Alter Rebbe, when he was Machanech Talmidim, they asked him, what should we ask for in Shavuos? And they were expecting to hear from him, Hatzloche, in Limud HaTorah, in Niglah Chassidus, Avoide. He said, I would ask for to have a part of the Lavas Eish of the Torah. To have a part of that flame fire that was in the time of giving the Torah. We have to bring enthusiasm into our homes. I'm going to finish with the story that I always love to tell. It's a story with my father, Olav Shalom, as we were sitting Shiva. Shain Gedacht, fellow walked in, he was a fellow colleague, a teacher. We lived in Detroit, the beginning of my parents' family life. My father was a teacher in Beis Yehuda of Detroit. And this colleague walks in and he says, I once substituted for your father when he went to New York for Yud Shvat. I was teaching.